Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
6:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris is out fixing that shoulder. Steve Austin, we will repair him.
Can we make
we
it better?
The technology to bigger, stronger, faster.
You see if Ed came back and he's like, hey, man, I just joined a flag football league. You want to get in with me? I'm like, what? He's so weird.
Oh, boy. Yes, Ed's going to be out getting that shoulder fixed.
Have either one of you guys had like a major surgery?
I've had one surgery in my life, and I was 6 years old. It was an appendectomy, sir.
Okay.
That's it.
What about you, Joe?
Do you count oral surgery? Does that count?
I mean, look, it's major. Like, if you got to be put under, I guess.
No,
I
had never all been
my
put under.
I had all my wisdom teeth taken out.
In fact, that wasn't even surgery. That's a root canal.
Yeah.
Yeah, they called me Root Canal Rob. Remember I went on a Kansas City trip with the Orioles?
That's right. Like,
root canal. Ben McDonald called me Root Canal Rob.
He got a nickname for everyone.
Everybody.
The milkman, hey, Root Canal. I say, who the hell is he talking to? Old Cajun?
It probably wouldn't have been that hard with how big that head is, though.
No, I didn't have that. I just opened my mouth.
I had wrist surgery.
For what?
I broke my scaphoid bone.
Scaphoid?
Scaphoid bone.
Oh,
it's a piece of cartilage. And
right
like,
and
if you usually get it when you're in a car accident because you hyperextend your wrist.
Yeah,
so it breaks it. It's also called a snuff box.
You're right or left?
My right.
So you became amphibious.
Yes.
So did you have problems wiping your ass?
No.
Okay.
That's why I'm amphibious.
Well, no, it takes a while though. Like initially, did you know, like there are a lot of people that can't use their opposite hand, period. Like they just use it for, hey, I got to lift, but I'm also lifting with this hand. You know, like when people start lifting weights and you see the right arm go up and the left is still struggling over here, it's usually somebody that's never worked on that hand.
I've literally never seen that before.
What? Someone lift weights for the first time and struggle?
Oh, for the first time, yeah.
Well, they're probably right-hand dominant, you know.
Probably like, so,
yeah, but right-hand. Yeah, I had the triple hernia surgery, which was fun.
Really?
But I haven't had...
How's the recovery to that?
You know, they told me, so they took the catheter out while I was sleeping. And then I woke up. It was so funny because I was messing with the nurse. Like, I throw up very easily from anesthesia.
You throw up very easily from anything.
I throw up all the time, and it sucks. So, like, they gave me some apple juice. I said I was thirsty. He's like, here, just take some apple juice.
I love apple juice.
So I drank the apple juice, and immediately I had to throw up, so I threw it right back up into the cup. And then she was getting ready to take the cup and throw it away, and I said, I'm not finished with my apple juice yet. Like, joking with her. And she's like, oh, my God, what's wrong with you? I said, no, I'm kidding. But they told me they wouldn't let me leave until I peed. And I'm literally in the bathroom, Rob. My legs are quivering like a newborn giraffe. And it's like, please, something come out because I don't want them to put that catheter back in while I'm awake. And I almost passed out in the bathroom trying to just pee. And when it honest to God, when I finally peed, I had a tear roll down my cheek. You remember that commercial with the Native American guy? When it rolled, like, it was just like that. It was just the one tear rolled down my cheek, like, let's go home, baby. Let's go home. Yeah, man, it was rough. But I've never had something. I've got to have back surgery, and I know that's major. But
I don't have anything scheduled. I had an event that happened yesterday, Jeremy.
What'd you have?
So I had to go down to.
Did I just say what'd you have?
Yeah, you did.
I'm gonna let it go. What happened?
I'm gonna let it go because I say some things too. So I was just gonna let that go.
Just mixing words up.
Gina's getting to work.
Oh my goodness! What time's the 6 o'clock show start, sweetheart?
So I went to the Orioles yesterday to record something with the Oriole Productions, and I noticed pants I had on had a little slit in the crotch area. Yeah. Like, how did that happen? Because you saw them; they're not tight. How did that happen?
When you weren't looking, I poked a hole in it.
So, how you gonna poke a hole in my crotch while I'm not looking?
I'm just glad you stopped the story.
So, I'm riding downtown. I just look down like, whoa, what's that? I looked again. Like, man, that's kind of, nobody told me all day that I had this in my crotch. So, I'm downtown. At 10:45 a.m. Okay, so I'm like, who's open right now? Well, I could get a pair of pants.
Did you have a suit yesterday, too?
No, but I had on,
You had something nice on, but nicer.
So who's open and I can get a pair of pants? So I looked around. There were two stores.
Go ahead.
Under Armour. Eh.
Yeah, you're not going to.
And J. Crew.
Would it surprise you if I said I've never been in a J. Crew?
J. Crew. So I walked into J. Crew. You know they have $200 jeans in J. Crew?
What?
Yeah. With nothing on them. Like, it's just denim. Nothing on the pockets. Just denim. Just straight leg denim jeans for like $160.
It's like the second level of Mario Brothers.
I'm like, what is
denim.
Honestly, man, there was nothing on these jeans. I don't wear holes in my jeans. But at least if they had holes in the jeans, I'd say something. It was blank denim. Just blue.
Did you spend that much for the jeans?
No, I didn't get those jeans.
Okay.
No. No, the moral of the story is no, I didn't.
Why did you just leave the hole in your crotch? You couldn't have covered that up.
So I went back over to Under Armour, and I bought 2 pair of golf pants. Well, I only needed one, but they were really nice. I bought two.
Oh, man.
They were really nice. But I went to J. Crew. I'm like, wait a minute.
Was the hole in your crotch that noticeable, or was it just bothering you?
Well, see, I didn't know who would be recording the interview. Mm-hmm. I didn't know where the camera would be. If the camera's away from me and they showed a whole body shot, because I knew I'd be sitting down. Sitting down, holding the crotch, body shot. You don't want that.
Yeah.
That's just so. People remember.
You could have went viral. What if you had tagged?
I won't go viral that way.
What if you tagged the hole in your crotch with R long on your pant leg, and everybody's like, "Oh, it is him." So could have done
bring,
that
to bring all the attention to my crotch.
I had one instance. So I sleep in my
J. Crew.
Like, you go ahead and shop there, man.
Man,
I had I was in my spaceship, fell asleep, woke up with the munchies, and walk out to my kitchen, and my son's girlfriend lives with us, and she's out in the kitchen making something. I don't know what time it is. It might be like 9:30 or something. And I'm like, I'm in my underwear, but I don't care. I'm just getting something sweet. So get in there, get some ice cream, get the hell out.
Why does everyone begin with you with, I was in my spaceship?
Because usually that's where most stories start. Maybe I don't even need to say it anymore.
No.
But yeah, so, and yesterday too, like watching, oh God, I drove home to watch that stupid Boston game, which I wish I hadn't. Interesting enough, just watching baseball last night, a lot of good stuff was on. So, and then we get NBA back tonight. Playoffs for the NHL's coming up. It's a good time.
We're going to talk Orioles baseball, but we don't have this particularly on the show right now. Your thoughts, guys, about the new hydration station?
The Homer hose?
Yeah.
I think it looks cool.
They call it the hydration station at home now.
Yeah. Is that only stay at home, or does that whole thing?
I think that's just for home games.
Yeah.
That's
no road hydration station?
No, because like it's a lot for a carry-on. I think that should just be
a nice little case for it.
No, I don't know if you know this, Jeremy, but they don't go through the airport.
But you know, like, but I'm just
saying. Sir, you can't bring your dong bong, your octo or your quad bong onto the plane.
Yeah, there's too many hoses on that thing. But that's so you don't pass herpes on to the next guy, right?
That's true. You don't want to give the team mono.
Yeah.
Cedric Mullins made one of the most unbelievable catches that I can remember in recent baseball history. Birds win. We're talking Orioles baseball up next right here on The Fan. That's Valley Sports North. Listen, we're going to get to the Cedric Mullins play first before we talk about the game, Jeremy. Because you said something that some people may take the wrong way.
Yeah.
You thought I would, but I didn't because I'm with you on that. When you saw the Cedric Mullins play, what came to mind?
I expected him to make that catch. And you know why? Because I see him do it all the time. He makes the unroutine play. I'm not saying makes it look routine. He makes it feel routine for him because he's always there. Tell me the last time he's missed one. Like, and I'm not saying he hasn't. I just don't remember it because it's been that long.
Jeremy, I remember him.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Not getting to a ball once in the gap, and I thought, oh. Now, when you looked at the replay, you thought, there's no way he could have gotten to it. But he could have.
Yeah.
You're right. I mean, he's now.
He's graded on a different curve for me because he's that special.
When he caught it, it wasn't me jumping up in the air. Oh, my goodness. It was like, yep, that's it. And I appreciate it for what it was. I just said to you, one of the best catches I've seen, like, ever. That's sad.
Is he better at in the gap or going back? Do you think?
Cause yes. Yes.
Fair enough.
I mean, hold up. That was in the gap.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the one he did against Buxton last year at the wall.
Yeah.
So you answer that question.
I just feel
he just
like
made two unbelievable catches doing both. In fact, last night was in the gap to the wall.
So where I watch Adam Jones going back, I thought he was so unbelievable at going back to the wall and making catches against it and going up and getting them.
Right.
I think Sed is so unbelievable at going laterally or, you know, even if it is kind of laterally but back towards the wall.
Like last night.
Yeah, he's so good in those gaps at closing. And I think that's special. And I know you have Enrique Bradfield Jr. in the minors, which we'll get a chance to see. I hear he's very special.
Yeah, I heard he is special.
There's just some, like, sometimes, you know how we used to say with the Ravens, man, you guys got used to having a great defense. Like, when's the last time we've had a bad center fielder? Even when we've had bad teams, we had good center fielders.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Kareem Garcia, you want to go put his fat ass in center field? Get out there.
Yeah, but it's like, it's to that point where he is so unbelievable. And then we know about baseball metrics for defense. Does a guy like Sed get robbed on metrics because he makes it look so easy?
Yeah. Well, we talked about this before with a lot of the infielders. Like, do you get dinged because you get to more balls? Like, meaning, like Gunnar Henderson. Remember the one he got to in the gap not that long ago, and then we lost the game on the throw.
So he
makes
a double play.
Yeah, makes a diving stop, throw gets away, we lose. Like, those types of plays where he might get dinged for that.
Yeah, some people don't get to that.
But it's like, the game's over anyway if you didn't get to it. Like, what are you talking about? You know? It's just unreal.
I'm with you. Yeah. And I think sometimes Cedric is a victim, a metrics victim, because he's just so different, man. Orioles had 12 hits in the game last night. They scored 7 runs, drove in all 7. 3 home runs in the ball game. O'Hearn, his 3rd of the year. Mullins, talk about the great defense. He had his 4th home run of the year. That was a bomb. And Gunnar Henderson also hit his 4th of the year. You start to feel like maybe, just maybe, this team, now that, you know, the guys that we know coming up, that they'll start clicking a little bit?
Very well could. You know, once it heats up, you know the bats are going to get going even a little bit more. And that's even for the other teams. I mean, it's just, you look at the weather, the humidity here, the ball's going to carry. You know, I look at this team too, that the one thing that we said yesterday, I think rings true. You're not sneaking up on anybody this year.
No.
So you're going to get, you're not, I don't think they're winning 100 plus games. I think you and I said the same thing. Weren't we right around the same number, 90 something?
Yeah, like mid 90s.
Yeah, yeah. And not dismissing them, but it's going to be tougher this year. Even if you are a little bit better, it's going to be tougher. So, I still think we have a special team on our hands. And that home run by Gunnar, just watching the quickness that he has. And I saw the list. It was so funny. It was this top 5 list of hitters in baseball that are doing, like, it was kind of everything combined. And I think 2 and 3 were Soto and Gunnar. And it's just funny because I've been comparing those two for years, even though those aren't two guys you would look at, you know, a shortstop and an outfielder, and compare.
And we put, you know, when we talked about the out top players or top hitters, you know, we talked about those were kind of honorable mention guys we did that, what was it, about a month ago?
Mm-hmm. And I'm just saying, like, he's in that grouping when you look at, I like, nothing would shock me with him. If he hit 330, would you be surprised? If he hit 45 bombs or what, would you, like, none of that. So if he stole 30 bases, it wouldn't surprise me in what he's been doing now. So
I had a conversation with him, again, one of those off-camera conversations, which, by the way, are the best ones. I'm sorry. I guess as a TV guy, I shouldn't say that. But because you get more from him. And he has so much confidence. He does. It's so much confidence. You know, he laughed about, you know, maybe I'll get a little bloop perhaps to get me out of this. And then he lined one up the second base gap the other day. But he just has.
You know what's special about that, too, is, like, because of what we saw him do last year, people weren't questioning him at the beginning of the year. Nobody was bringing him up going, oh, my God, he's in a slump.
No.
No, because.
We've seen this before.
With Jackson, everybody was questioning it and this and that. Like.
But Gunner just so confident in himself, man. It's I told him, I said, I think you have best play in the league stuff. It all depends on what you get out of it. And he said, you know, I'm trying to get to that point. He talked about the stolen bases and things like that. He can do those things. He's a 5-tool player. Yeah. 100%, he's a 5-tool player. I didn't think, speaking of grading on the curve, we talked about Cedric Mullins, the great catches he make. Makes we grade him on the curve. I didn't think Cole Irvin pitched a bad game last night, grading on a curve. 4 2/3 innings, 2 runs, 6 hits, 4 strikeouts, no walks, only 82 pitches. He has been known since he's been here to walk the ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
So for him to go 4 2/3, giving the club a chance to win that game, Dylan Tate picked up the win, but I thought he did a good job in taming that Twins offense, only giving up the 1 home run.
I see so many spoiled people online. Like, every time somebody has not even a bad game, what you would deem a questionable game. Like, last night, nobody's sitting here. Like, I can appreciate the fact you're coming in and talking about what Cole did, but nobody's going to look at those numbers and go, hey, Cole was great last night. It was very good. And I'm not saying you're saying that. Yeah. I'm just saying, but, like, you have to look. Baseball's a little bit different where you do need guys to go 6 innings on occasion to rest your bullpen, 7 innings when you can.
Right.
You, like, we've seen. Early in the season, we've already seen it where I was watching a Red Sox-Angels game, and they're like, hey, man, he doesn't have it in the first, but if he doesn't get to the fourth, they're screwed. They don't have enough bullpen arms.
Right.
They're going to leave him out there until he figures it out. And, you know, some pitchers do, and sometimes you're like, well, hell, now I got to go 2 innings with this guy. We got to make changes tomorrow to the bullpen because I don't have any fresh arms. Like, all these things that can happen in baseball because it is a long season, you need guys like that. And there's so many people that are beating up the last 3 guys in the rotation, Wells, Kramer, and I don't even know why Kramer's getting thrown in there. And then, of course, Irvin. But, you know, when you look at it, they're fine right now, guys. They're going to get through all this stuff. If Bradish is healthy, he's back on his rehab means, and then who knows if they make a trade. But I'm very comfortable with where they're at right now.
And you look at that, Jeremy, where they got 5 from their starter on Sunday, 4 2/3. Last night, to your point, they need Grayson to go at least 6 tonight.
Mm-hmm.
They do. They need Grayson. Grayson needs to go at least 6 tonight to kind of reset that bullpen. those are the responsibilities of starters, to know what the club needs.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
He needs to go six, maybe not concentrate as much on striking everybody out, maybe allowing some batters to get themselves out. But yeah, based on what they've done the last two games, and even before then, they need some help from the ball, from the starter tonight. 410-583-1057. Joe's angry. He'll tell you why at 6:45. But on the other side, so much has been made about the pitching injuries, the arm injuries, not only in the big leagues, but also in youth baseball. Yeah, Passon talked about it. We're going to take a look at that up next on The Fan. 6:31 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on this Taco Tuesday. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. How you feeling this morning, Jeremy?
I'm good.
I knew you made a mistake yesterday.
What?
I knew you would correct that mistake today.
What's that?
Yesterday you came in here with a sweatshirt and you kept rolling that thing up, them sleeves up. I said, Jeremy's going to go T-shirt and shorts today.
Yeah, I walked outside. It was a little chillier this morning, but I liked the brisk air. So I actually, I forgot about this closet in our living room that my wife had put, like, she bought me a coat that I've never worn in there. But she also put some of my hoodies in there. So I found that, you'll love this, I found the first ever Life Med hoodie and how different it is from the Life Med hoodies now. I put it on. It didn't fit. That's how long ago it was. Just like, I mean, it was one of the first ones they gave out. So anyway, but yeah, it was, the weather's getting nicer. So
it
is. I still like my hoodies though.
Yeah. Now, yeah, we've been talking a lot about the injuries, the rash of injuries in baseball from the major league level. And since that time, Jeremy, people had dove into the injuries that happened even on a youth level.
Mm-hmm.
And it's big. Jeff Passon was on ESPN yesterday, and this is what he had to say about it.
The way that youth baseball is played and the way that coaches and parents do not get in the way when kids' arms are being abused, it's embarrassing. Huh. It's a real problem for the sport. And it's something that Major League Baseball, there needs to be a top-down effort by MLB and by the pitchers and by the Players Association, by everyone involved, to suggest to youth players that they are modeling the wrong behavior here by chasing velocity all the time. You do not need to throw hard at a young age to be a really good baseball player when you get older. You do not need to go out there in 8U and 9U and 10U tournaments and throw 75, 80, 90 pitches. You don't need to do that. But because at that young age, so many teams are trying to chase wins and trophies that in the grand scheme of things are entirely inconsequential, you have this population of players that's coming into the minor league system and ultimately to the big leagues already broken. And so this isn't something that's just happening, guys, at the big league level. This is something that's starting when they're children. And it's something that's been going on for a couple of decades right now and absolutely needs to change.
It was great to hear him speak with such passion about it. Sounds like he has some personal experience in this. I got to be honest with you, Jeremy. I don't.
I do.
So speak about
it. So, like, my son was a pitcher. Both my kids played baseball, but baseball wasn't Dalton's primary sport. Right. Baseball and basketball were Peyton's primary sports. And he pitched in a state semifinal. You know, he was a good baseball player, played at Sparrows Point.
High school?
Yeah, played varsity all 4 years. And, you know, they had some pretty successful teams that went to the states. So, like, it's... but I'd seen a couple different things because my son was left-handed. And the one thing that you have to know about is when kids start throwing curveballs. Mm-hmm. And he did. Once he got into high school, he developed a pretty nasty curveball, as a lot of lefties do. But I was coming out to games and looking when he would play in different travel leagues,
right,
or club leagues, things like that. And I just remember one time they had him throw a curveball like 6 times in a row. And I'm going, and look, I know it's nasty and I know it's cool, but kids at that age, in my opinion, shouldn't be throwing that pitch, because it's going to cause a lot. They're still growing. And so you see a lot of that, whether it's, and baseball is the one sport too, where I think kids need time off, especially if you're a pitcher. You can't wear yourself out throwing that. How often are you getting warmed up? They have all these rules in tournaments. Like, this pitcher can only go so many innings, whether it's two,
right,
three, or four. And all the different things you can do. And I don't know how much it's changed over the years, but again, my son's 22 years old. We're talking about just 4 or 5 years ago with him playing in some of these leagues. He even started playing in an adult league. But, you know, when you start looking at the different things that go on from baseball, I think you really can damage your elbow, your shoulder, whatever, by overthrowing and overdoing it.
I think, you know, it's funny, everybody's pointing at this and that and the pitch clock, which I thought was ridiculous. I think Passan nailed it. And again, I'm more of the coaching from the youth basketball standpoint, AAU in high school, and it's been a while. I haven't coached youth baseball since probably 2002, but it's interesting to hear that. And I know there's some people out there that have similar experience. 410-583-1057 is the number. Because that's a theory, Jeremy, to be honest with you, that Jeff Passan brought up, that I'm more willing to believe than this whole pitch clock thing.
Yeah, well, the pitch clock thing is ridiculous. The only thing that I'm listening to about the pitch clock was some of the guys talking about, you know, the difference in, are you speeding up? Are you doing things? Are you changing your motion because you're rushing? That's the only thing I would listen to. But even then, I think that's silly. I think it's silly because you're still going through your motions. I don't know anybody that's going to speed up their windup. If you look at the clock and it's not there, you're either going to throw your pitch and see what they say, that happened in a game yesterday where the pitch clock guy was just taking too long. I was like, oh, okay. I hadn't seen it in a while where that actually got called. And right, just, oh, here's a ball, here's a strike, whatever, because somebody was taking too long. And, there are some guys that struggle with it. Like, we talked about Alec Manoah. He's clearly a guy that had an issue with the pitch clock. There are some other guys that struggled with it in the league and whether or not they get it right. There were hitters that struggled with it. Juan Soto was one until he got used to it, get it, because he likes to do his little antics and everything else. So I think the pitch clock, we could sit here and ding it for a couple things, but there's no way that this is widespread injury. Just 3 years ago when we didn't have it, we had more injuries in the first month than we've had now. So, yeah. There's reasons because of it, and I think a lot of it is the workout regimen that guys are going through and just how much they're throwing in youth baseball.
Yeah. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. You have so many, again, from the youth level, the curveball. That's something, Jeremy, that many people, you want your child to get seen. I think the college recruiting has started so early, and I think it, when in a sport like baseball, it comes at a detriment to these kids. I do.
Yeah.
With them throwing so much. We talk about, well, these guys are babied as pros. They're not baby as youth because, you know, most youth teams don't have more than two really good pitchers on a team, sometimes just one.
And I'm a little different than some other people because, like, when the kids were playing younger, like, I want to win every game that I'm playing, but at what cost, too? Like, it's not a matter of, like, you need growth. You need kids to get better. You need them to understand different points of the game. Basketball's different than other sports. We could sit here and break them all down. But with baseball, too, like, I just think it's something where a lot of stuff gets rushed. You've got, and I'm not trying to bash everyone out there because I know everybody's not this way, but you got a lot of coaches that care about winning. That's it. It's winning. So we got to do whatever we got to do to win. And a lot of times the kids suffer because of that. Because you're not teaching them the right way to play the damn game because you're too worried about getting a W and getting yourself a plastic trophy. And I don't – look, if that shoe fits, lace that bitch up and wear it. But if it's not you, then don't take offense to it because I know there's a lot of good coaches out there.
Let's go out to the phone line. Edgemere. Let's get Eric. What's up, Eric?
Hey, guys. Great show. I think the issue is more about the travel ball aspect. It's the playing 5, 6, 7 games in a weekend, and you only have so many pitchers that can throw strikes.
Yeah.
And you're constantly forced to bring kids back and throw kids because otherwise the game's unplayable if you don't have kids that can throw strikes. And then on top of that, it is a velocity game. Everybody is trying to throw the kid that throws the hardest.
You know, Eric, it's funny you say that. As you said that, I got a text from someone saying, tell the scouts to stop using the jugs or stop using the radar all the time.
Oh, absolutely. But interesting to what Jeremy said, there's a lot of
– oh, man, I said something good and he breaks up. Let's say it again.
The curveball. Yeah. I said that there's a lot of new science now that actually shows that the curveball puts less stress on the elbow than the fastball does and that it really is a velocity problem.
And he might be 100% right. When my son was playing, I was always told, don't let him throw curveballs until he's fully, like, until he's gotten older. Like,
right.
We were looking at, like, 16 years old. Now, he had started one, and he said, Dad, I was testing some stuff out. He had his circle change. You know, he had his four seam. He had all the stuff he liked to throw. But he would mix in that curveball every once in a while to lefties.
Let's go to Mike in Crofton. What's up, Mike?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning to you.
I've coached Little League Baseball from T-ball all the way up to 16 years old. And one of the things that back in the day, before the pitch count, there was an inning count. You could only pitch so many innings on a day, and you had to have so many days of rest depending on how many innings you pitched. And those rules were established way, way back in the 50s and 60s when they assumed that kids were out playing sandlot baseball. They were playing catch with their fathers. And those rules were designed because they knew kids were going to be playing baseball away from the organized sport. They don't do that anymore. I've had 10 and 12-year-olds that did not know how to throw a baseball because they weren't throwing away from playing Little League. And so I think part of it is that when they get to high school and college level, their arms are actually rusting out before they're wearing out. The way to strengthen an arm to throw is simply to throw. I agree with the curveball. I never allowed any of my kids to throw a curveball because there are other things you can do with a baseball. Simply changing the grip on the ball changes the movement on the ball, changes the location. And my son, when he played in high school, when he was a pitcher, he was a left-handed pitcher, and he threw probably in the low to mid 80s, but he also had a wicked changeup just by changing the grip on the ball. And his coach, everybody, he played in Anne Arundel County, and everybody in Anne Arundel County knew that if you had two strikes on the batter, the very next pitch was a curveball.
Hey, Mike, appreciate it, man. We got to run. We're coming up against the break.
It's interesting just how different things are taught to different people and what people are going to see. And he's done this for a long time, seeing some things that are similar to what we said. And there's also things that he was talking about.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
That we were taught differently.
Yeah.
So,
NBA play-in preview at 7 o'clock. But on the other side, Angry Joe, what you mad about, Joe? This morning, this Taco Tuesday morning.
We go to Well, all right, I'll say it. Jeremy, not you as much as you used to, but Rob, you and I like to go to different drinking establishments.
Yes, sir.
How do you feel about kids at bars?
Oh, this is a good one. We're going to get into this.
This is something that has come up a lot in my sphere recently, too. I've been seeing, maybe the algorithm is listening to me because I've talked about it with other people, too.
And yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to go to a bar where kids drink free.
Angry Joe up next on the Fan. Come on, Joe. Tell us why you're mad, son.
All right. So I don't have any kids. I don't know when that's going to happen, if that's going to happen. But
do you care if it happens? Do you want kids?
I don't really care. I'm not actively seeking, but if they show up.
Hey.
If they show up.
Your dad's mad again.
Surprise.
This is a thing I've experienced, though, and it has a local angle to this, too. I think they still do this, but Union Craft Brewing bans having kids at the brewery past a certain time. I believe it's 6 p.m. And I remember when they did this, which was in 2018, it pissed off a lot of people. And I don't understand where why people are getting mad.
Neither.
This wouldn't be a thing if people were parenting their kids and not letting them just run rampant when they go to bars, restaurants, or breweries. And it's ridiculous.
Also, listen, man. If you're in a bar at 9 o'clock and later,
I said, yeah.
You shouldn't tell people to watch the language at that point.
I don't think you should tell them to watch the language at a bar at all. It's a bar.
But when you get to I can't disagree with that. But once we get to the 9 o'clock portion of it, it's like television. What I do after 9 o'clock, that's on you. If you want to let your kid watch, that's on you. I talked on Facebook last week about the safe zones. Joe, I don't think the bar after 9 o'clock is a safe zone for kids. I don't think so.
I get angry over the babies at a lot of places. I'm not like the babies on an airplane has to happen. I mean, you're going somewhere, it's going to happen. But babies in the movie theater, babies at the bar.
I don't get that.
Babies at the concert.
Concert is another one that I don't understand at all.
And let me say, oh my God. Let me just say this, because the biggest thing is that like you're going there, you're paying your money to see a movie. Right? And you would be pissed off if somebody else's baby was crying the whole time. What if we all brought our babies? How about that? How about everybody brings their baby to the movie and we all sit there and scream? But the same thing happens. It applies at a bar. Like there's, and I hate saying this because it's not a problem, but it is. It's a you problem. You had the kid. So now you've got to figure out the right thing. If you can't find a babysitter, you don't get to do certain things. That's what happens when you have a baby.
I couldn't agree with you more. This is one of those ones where we're not disagreeing on this. There's no debating here.
Just frustrating when you're like trying to sit there and there's just kids running around. Like, and then like the parents are just completely oblivious to everything.
And they can't handle their alcohol either.
Ooh, like kids?
They're getting sick at the bar. I see them throwing up. The mom's got to take out the bib and wipe their faces off.
Let's be honest. I mean, some people go to the bar to get away from the kids.
Yeah.
That's why they come to the bar. We're not talking about the grocery store. We're not talking about Applebee's, mm-hmm. Which has a restaurant. You're talking about the local watering hole. And Joe even references that the local watering hole is what we're talking about.
And its sole purpose is alcohol.
Yeah.
That's literally the point. I don't understand why there's a disconnect here. I get it. Like you
want even a kitchen here.
Yeah, I mean some of them don't have food. They only sell like pretzels and stuff, so they can at least like keep their liquor license.
Oh my God! Just go to Timonium and get Bob. What's up, Bob?
Hey, how's everybody doing this morning?
Doing good. Well. How are you?
Hey, I'm well. Hey, just making a comment on bringing the kids to the bar. I don't drink anymore, but I'm in the bar all the time, around the yacht club, all that. There's several bars, restaurants around where I keep my boat. And not only do they bring their kids, but they bring the dog. They got to put water out for the dog when you're around. Dog's humping you on the leg and all that. I'm like, what the hell is going on here, man? This is a bar. And one gal brings the granddaughter, pushing her around in a stroller. I'm like, when the hell did it become okay to bring kids in the bar, bring the dog in the bar, and maybe it's just me. I don't know.
No, after the dog humps your leg, you got to exchange numbers so you can meet up again. It's like things get crazy in the bar.
The dog thing also has an angle of like it's not that's not necessarily safe sometimes. Like, I've seen people's dogs get in fights at breweries before.
Because it was drinking too much?
There's nothing worse than a dog.
No, because it was going after the other dog's girl.
Oh. Nothing worse than a dog bar fight, man. Yeah. It's the worst.
You had to wear a red bandana in here. You know you're in the wrong neighborhood. Yeah, Buster.
Bloods and Crypt dogs, yes, going after each other.
The Jets and the Sharks.
They're just doing gang whistles to each other.
Yeah, I mean, look, it is something, too, where, as I'm saying, it's a you problem. Everybody has their own situation and the things that they have to deal with in life, and you have to make those decisions. I just feel like a lot of people make really selfish decisions because they want to go do something that now you can't do. And you find out the hard way. Like you were talking about people wanting to get out that have kids. I ran into a former salesperson, two people that worked here, on Saturday night at Riley's for the Casey Cares thing.
Right.
And I'm like, hey, what are you guys doing now? So we just randomly stopped out. We finally got a babysitter and got out. So we're going drinking. We're having a good time because right. They got away from the kids. And it's not like, hey, I hate my kids. I want to get away. But parents need downtime, too. You need to reset your batteries and get everything going.
Listen, having kids is a sacrifice. And that's one of the sacrifices you have to make. You can't have it both ways. You can't. You can't. Again, Joe says a kid should never be in a bar. I can't argue against that. I'm saying if your kid is in a bar at 9 o'clock or later, don't tell people to watch the language. No, you can't control that environment. That's for adults. It's an adult playground.
Exactly.
Not for kids.
And some of them do cater more to having kids there. Like, I understand. If it's, like, the middle of the afternoon, then yes. It doesn't really, like, it annoys me. But I'm not going to be like, all right, like, that's fine. But after a certain time period, like...
Gotta go.
If it's, like, 6 p.m., like, that's not a big deal to me. Like, why are you even out anyway? Like, these kids need to go to bed soon.
Shut up. You're not having kids. You don't know.
Now we know why Joe says, nah, I'm not trying to have kids right now. Thank you very much, Joe. World is stupid at 7:30, but on the other side, NBA play-in preview. I'm going to ask Jeremy, does anyone in this play-in have a chance to win it all? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.